Nice. Then Dave Penny from Invest Southwest, independent financial advisor from Taunton, is here, and he's been here since nine today. Are you all right? Have you had enough cups of tea? And
bit sleepy now, Ben.
Now, a couple of questions have come in that I want to deal with because these are really interesting. Tony and Burnham and Ray and Bratton. I'll read them both. So Tony and Bratton, he had to buy an annuity. There was no other way around it, but he feels a lot of financial advisors offered poor advice on the subject of the charges and the losses a lot of pensioners have been hit with, including the gentleman who was on just before me. Who was that? I was thinking there was someone earlier on who had a... We heard, didn't we, from...
His pension went from £14,000 to £7,000.
Yeah, that was Richard in Burnham, who Tony's referring to. Yeah. Tony says, I would have been better if a financial advisor had told me to put it in a building society. Tony wants to know if there was a period where financial advisors were themselves given poor advice. We'll deal with that, and we'll come on to Ray's point afterwards.
Well, over the years, most financial advisors have not been independent, as I am, but they've worked for a firm. So, without naming names, I guess, some of the big high street banks or building societies or some of the life companies, and they've been selling their own products. So, very rarely has that been the best product, and yes, historically, some of these pensions have really high charges. We still see them now where we're finding that we can almost double the value of the pension just by transferring it to a lower cost product. So they were really salespeople more than advisors. Mm. That said, the door knockers of 20 years ago, where you had a 10-year savings policy and it matured, and then your mother would make you do another one and it matured, although they were expensive, they did give you money in your pocket every 10 years, and there was a savings culture, which there now isn't, because those door knockers don't exist. They were poor products, but probably better than nothing.
Ray's question. Over my lifetime, I've listened to lots of people who are financial advisors, and with all the good intentions of the world, the advice they've given hasn't helped the people who've asked for help. Within a few years, the goalposts are changed, either by governments or financial institutions. You begin to get very wary because advice becomes out of date so quickly. So Ray's question is, how long is financial advice valid for?
Great question, Ray. We have an example from the last 12 months where, in fact, I saw a client who took out an annuity just over a year ago, and we had a long discussion about whether it was right for him, and he decided it was right for him. And within weeks, George Osborne had said that you're now not forced to have an annuity. You have full access to your entire pension funds with all the flexibility that gives you. And so the advice, the options I was able to lay at the door of my client the month earlier were then incorrect a month later. And, you know, ultimately all you can ever do is you can only shoot at the target that's there in front of you. And, of course, we warn all clients that things might change. The fundamental principles of financial advice don't really change about having a spread of investments, having your eggs in different baskets, having a budget and a plan, trying to know what your objectives are, trying to save regularly. There are some time-honoured principles of financial advice that don't change, but of course, tax changes, the law changes, and all you can deal with then is those changes as they come along. The good news about the last 12 months is all those changes have become freedoms. It's become liberalised. It's become better. And so those of us who have choices to make now have more better choices than we did 12 months ago.
We've had you on the show and on BBC Somerset so many times talking about money and financial advice, pensions, all sorts of different things. Just a bit about your background. Was it 2007 you set up the business?
Yeah, Invest Southwest formed in 2007. Previous to that, I was a financial advisor and then a regional manager in the big banks, yeah. Two of the big banks. I left both those big banks basically whistleblowing because I was so unhappy with the way that they were treating clients and staff. There was such a pressure of selling these products at the expense of the best interest of the individual. Both times I whistleblew and resigned, took legal advice a second time, and decided the only way to make sure quality advice is delivered is to manage it in the style that I think it should be done. We're now fully independent. No one pulls our strings. We represent our clients and our clients only. We have access to the whole of the market, and the feedback we have from our clients is so, so good. You go on to vouchedfor.co.uk, which is like a client review site, like TripAdvisor, really, for advisors, and the feedback is so positive. It's an extremely rewarding job. All our clients are happy. We do the right thing by them. We're not selling anything. There's no commission. It's just giving good advice, and our reputation is going from strength to strength.
I've never even considered going to and paying a financial advisor, so I would imagine that I just couldn't afford that. There are lots of independent financial advisors out there across the county.
Yes.
So how much does it cost?
Great question. Lots of people sit down with me and say, I don't know know why I'm here, really. I know I can't afford you. And the promise that we make, most IFAs say we'll give you half an hour free to have a look at your situation. We say we'll give you as long as you need to look at your situation fully. It might be two or three meetings so that we fully understand your situation and your needs, and that will never cost you anything. And the outcomes will be twofold. Either we'll find that what you've got's fine as you are, you don't need our help right now, or that we can help, and only if after our fees you're better off would we ever recommend anything.
Right.
So you never lose by sitting down with us, and I would hope with most other IFAs.
Yeah.
All you can ever find out is that, you know, there's no work to do because you're fine as you are, or we can improve things for you even after our fees.
That's the advice in itself, isn't it? That whoever you go to, just ensure that you feel it's the right thing to be doing and that you're going to be better off.
Yeah, and if someone starts charging you for things that you're not happy about, don't agree to it.
Dave is with us until 12 today. Keep